It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and blog comments. We had a huge response from our show on intervention and addiction. Many of you were very open with your stories about how you dealt with the issues in your own life, including those of you who found that intervention was not that helpful. Leonard, writing us from Martinez, California, wrote, "We had an intervention for my 23-year-old son, which included close family and friends. My son walked out of the intervention and became alienated against us. The next anyone heard about him was from the police, who notified us that he had died in a homeless encampment. The intervention was a failure and sped up his early death." Scott felt differently. He wrote us from Reno, Nevada, quote, "I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic and have been so for over 9 years. Working with many addicts over the years, I'm an absolute believer in hitting bottom. I do, however, believe that an intervention can bring the bottom up to the addict. In my opinion, the two can coexist." Terry in Portland felt that interventions only can work if the addict is ready. "I've been on the receiving end of intervention," she wrote. "I work as a therapist in an inpatient program, and I see time and time again people admitted after an intervention. The family, loved ones are very invested in the person getting treatment, yet the patient is nowhere near ready. If they're lucky enough to have a chemical dependency insurance coverage, it's often very limited and is used up at the time when the patient isn't ready for recovery." Kay wrote in about her family's struggles and eventual victory. Quote, "Our 42-year-old nephew has just celebrated his 9th anniversary of sobriety. He was into drugs and alcohol for more than 18 years. He's our hero. We never had a formal intervention, but over the years we talked with him about his problems, made our home and ourselves available, and were there for him when he was down and out. He finally called on us when he had bottomed out and was on the verge of losing custody of his daughter. That was the motivation that saved him. I'm not sure there was anything more we could have done to short-circuit the course he took." Thanks again for being so open with us. And if you want to go back and listen to the show, you can find our podcasts by going to npr.org/talk. And if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way is to reach us by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.